with all the best in music. AM and FM, bubbling voice type radio. In touch with you.
Music from Alison Moyet and All Cried Out. Before that, a track from the new Coyote Sisters LP called Once You Know. Boyneside Radio, and right now we're going to have a few oldies from Diana Ross in various forms. First off, from 1967 with the Supremes. This is a song called Reflections.
The mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me, trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. From me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects a hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy times when you were mine. As I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday and all the love I gave, all is me. All the love that I've wasted, all the tears that I've tasted, all is me. Through the hollow of my tears, I see a dream that's lost. From the hurt that you have caused, everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be. In you I put all my faith and trust, right before my eyes, my soul has turned to dust. After all the nights I sat alone and wept, just a handful of promises of love and you. Reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. In you I put all my faith and trust, right before my eyes.
And out again. Do you really ever love or just pretend? Oh baby, why fool yourself? Don't be afraid to help yourself. It's never too late, too late to stop. Look, yes, listen to your heart, hear what it says. Stop. Look, listen to your heart, hear what it says, love. Oh, love, love.
Though you try, you can't hide all the things you really feel. This time decide that you will open up, let it in. There's no shame in sharing love you feel within. So jump right in, head over heels and fall right in. It's never too late, too late to stop.
Look, listen to your heart, hear what it says, stop. Look, oh, listen to your heart, hear what it says, love, love. Thank you.
We got it, the great sound of today. Bubbling Boyside Radio, in touch with you.
New single from Cliff Richard. It's called Shooting from the Heart. If you've just tuned in, it's Boneside Radio on AM and Stereo FM. I'm Jim Agnew playing your music, and this is ABBA, The Winner Takes It All.
That's brand new from Art Garfunkel, Sometimes When I'm Dreaming. Shoya Radio Football na Boyne Hair, Crailu or Gawkett, Fakuig Manton, August Saran, on our Vinny Kirk, Dernek, Okwinta Hain, August Snake, and Eboon to Do. Good morning and welcome to our programs here on Boyneside Radio 4 today. Boyneside broadcasting practically all over the place now. In Northern Ireland on 244, in Dundalk on 240, on 225, and also on VHF or FM stereo on 98 and 99. Good morning to you. It's Darren Nelson with you for today, Wednesday, the day of Halloween. More about that later. The 31st of October, 1984. Agus an tamhainis, Lahore Teresa Shach. Well, actually, it's very nearly 28 minutes now to 8 o'clock. Good morning to you.
Your friends are here with you in the morning.
Ooh,
Dara Nilsson on Blindside Radio.
Good morning.
That's Jay Lennon, Julian, son of John, and Cynthia. Too late to say goodbye. And we've just started as well, 24 minutes towards 8. A very, very good morning to you, wherever you might be listening, north or south of the border this morning. We have incredible stuff for you coming up with Mickey. I mean, he's been in here rabbiting and raving about Martin Luther King, and he started it all. It's incredible. And also the check on the news stories at about 7:45 this morning. Weather forecast for today. Well, follow my eyes. See that? It looks inviting, but believe you me, if you were sort of in the bed last night, like any normal person, I would imagine, and you found yourself sort of pulling the blankets up over your head, it gives you a fair impression that it was fairly cold last night. Indeed it was. It's cold this morning too. And it's warm and sunny, but not very inviting. Thermal underwear. Haven't said that for a couple of weeks. Thermal underwear this morning, if you're any sensible character. It's going to reach somewhere between 12 and 14 degrees Celsius today, and it's going to be fairly cold at first this morning. AM in Stereo FM. Wednesday morning, 31st of October. The eve of Halloween. 23 to 8.
Gather round, listen to what I'm putting.
James Taylor. It's on a country album. Must be a country record. And a handyman dating from 1976. 20 to 8 here on Bubbling Boyneside on the banks of the River Boyne. Sending out all that's good in radio. Yes, radio with all the bad bits taking out. Just reading here this morning where the ancient Egyptians were the first people to actually brand their cattle to show a form of ownership. And today being the 31st of October, I wonder if Mickey has... I know, using artistic license, I know for a fact that he's some mind-boggling event for today.
Well, Darren, yes. If you're into doing what? Magic tricks, which is something you seem to get on with every morning between 7:30 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's some joke, I tell you. You'd be interested to know that Harry Houdini, escapologist, a big word, escapologist, he died on this date back in 1926. And on this date back in 1517, it all started between the Protestants and the Catholics, because the Reformation began, you see. And that's when Martin Luther pinned his 92 points on the church in Wittenberg. he called the Pope then a stinking sinner, would you believe? And the Pope retorted by saying, Martin Luther, you're nothing but a drunken German. You'll be all right when you're sober. On this date in 1517, would you believe?
Thanks, Mickey. 19 to 8. This is Dan Hartman. I can dream about you.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes, I'm not hiding the
Yes, indeed. Coyote Sisters. Not really sisters at all. Lee, Matty, and Rene. But they're very, very. They're look. I've got the album in front of me. Before their single, we had a track on the LP called "I'll Do It," and inside the LP cover there is a look at those.
Oh, what lovely girls they are!
Incredible, lovely,
what lovely,
lovely,
fine, lovely, respectable lovely, girls
yes,
they
indeed.
Are.
The good, good lookers.
Oh dear, lovely, lovely girls. Yes, lovely, lovely, lovely.
I know I said that you dummy. I know the lovely.
When I love, I get a feeling like I'm traveling through the sky on the wings of a nightingale. As I ride, my head is reeling, but I don't even wonder why.
There she is, Nightingale, and Wings Of, according to the Everly Brothers. It's 7.55, 5 to 8 here on a Wednesday morning from Bubbling Boyneside. Some news concerning Albert Einstein. Did you know that he was once offered the presidency of Israel and he refused by saying that he had no head for problems? True fact, true story. That wouldn't tell you a word of a lie. It's Big O on 244, just after 8 o'clock news headlines. And I tell you what, we're all green with envy about Big O. We are green. I mean, talk about disc jockeys being jealous. My goodness. Even Mickey Mock, the local milkman idiot, he's got into the act now, making his own records. I think it's Four Country Roads or Variations Of he's sort of brushing up on this morning.
Four Country Roads.
Well, Mickey.
Lean to the ass.
What are you saying?
Of nowhere. Oh, I can't read that. Can't even sing that. Oh, dear. Who writes these songs?
Maybe Big O will write a song for you, Mick. You never know.
War was stupid, and people are stupid, and love means nothing in some strange water. War was stupid, and people are stupid, and I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. War!
People feel the world with no confidence, like a child at birth, a man with no defense. To you, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
War was stupid, and people are stupid, and love means nothing in some strange quarters. War was stupid, and people are stupid.
Far behind
burning witches too. This water fade must be designed for you. It matters what you say, it matters what you do. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
War was stupid and people are stupid. And love means nothing in some strange waters. War was stupid and people are stupid. And I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. War!
Charts, that's Boy George. The more the days go on, the more he begins to look like my sister. Incredible. That's a little thing called the War Song. Rightio, lads, here we go. And medium wave listeners on 244, the many and varied talents and the singing capability of Big O. That's after news with Tone. 225 in FM stereo, we've got Alvin Stardust, all coming up. AM and Super Stereo FM, Boyneside.
On the R, every R, Boyneside Radio News.
Boyneside Radio News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Tony Fitzwilliams, good morning. The three Gardaí involved in the recent Shercock case have been given 10 days to give reasons why they should not be dismissed from the force. The recent court case followed the death of Mr. Peter Matthews while in custody at Shercock Garda Station. The body of the second man killed in yesterday's explosion at a grain silo in Cork has been recovered. He has been named as Mr. Tom O'Shea, age 57, from East Douglas. His body was removed from a 100-foot grain bin early today. The other man who died was 49-year-old George Atkinson from Blarney Street, Cork. The explosion, which blew off the roof of the building, is thought to have been caused by a spark igniting a heavy concentration of grain dust. An off-duty UDR man has been wounded in an ambush in Ballaghy, County Derry. Gunman fired on his car as he was driving along a country road, hitting him in the legs. His condition in hospital is said to be stable. The area around Ballaghy has been sealed off. A man has been shot dead at his home in North Belfast. A number of men broke down the front door of the house at Mountain View Gardens and shot the victim several times. The police say he had no connection with the security forces. The Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, is said to be in a grave condition following an assassination attempt. She is reported to have been hit by at least 8 bullets while walking from her New Delhi home to her office. The 66-year-old Premier was taken to hospital with 4 bullets lodged in the abdomen and a wound in the thigh. According to latest reports, Mrs. Gandhi is unconscious and receiving oxygen. Her condition is critical. One report said she was attacked by 2 Sikh members of her own security guards. In Iceland, a month-long strike which shut down television, telephone and postal services has been settled. About 17,000 public employees have accepted 20% increases over 16 months. And the weather. Mainly dry at first with clear sunny spells. Rain will extend slowly to eastern areas this morning and this afternoon. It will be a mild and breezy day also. That's news and weather at 2 minutes past 8. I'll be back with news headlines at 8:30.
All hits Radio 225.
She asked me this morning, will we have a big fight? I said no, and I'm sure that she knows about you. I told her that I thought it was just a bad dream, but she wasn't born yesterday, you know what I mean. And I think that we better come clean, 'cause she knows about you.
Especially for all the Marathon Monday people who never actually got quite across that finishing line. I'm not going to run away. I do so love you now. Catch me in a pair of trunks. Would you ever? No, I like sitting down and get behind the steering wheel and driving. I'm one who admires a person who knows that when it comes to running, God gave me a steering wheel, and that's what I do. 6 minutes past eight. Good morning to you. 225 FM stereo.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Gonna hang it up when you call. Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams?
things wrong. But who's gonna drive you home
to drive you home tonight. Gabolino, the Witch's Cat. 10 minutes past eight, Poinsight. And we're back with more music in less than a minute.
Riddle me this. Where would you find Brigid Bardot and the Pope together? The answer, of course, is the Book Centre, Duke Street, Drogheda, near St. Peter's Church, for all the best in reading pleasure is stocked.
Luciano's Discotheque, the Boyne Valley Hotel, Drogheda. Every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And Luciano's Disco Bar, between 8 and 11 p.m.
Go to the Disco Bar within the time between 8 and 9.30, and you'll receive a concession of £1.50 off the admission price of £3 every Wednesday and Sunday. Experience the sound, the lights, the people at Luciano's Discotheque, the Boyne Valley Hotel, Drogheda.
You can break away, or you can stay. You choose your life. You're free to fly. Go on and fly. Go on, fly. She had it easy for a long time to get away and turn back. She saw the world through.
with one free voice, they said. The lucky one. That's from the LP Self Control. Saw the video on Vincent's little program on the TV on Sunday afternoon. Nice. She makes good bit. She is a lovely lady, that Laura Branigan. Talking about having breakfast, talking about breakfast and the way they sort of identify the character of individuals each and every morning. I'm not going to go into that again. It was boring the first time. It's probably double or even 10 times more boring now. However, I did read this, which is from a health magazine. Not that I go around the bookstalls looking for health magazines. It just came my way. And it says here that you use up more calories in action of eating a stick of celery than are contained in a stick of celery itself. Imagine that. I mean, you use up more energy eating the celery than you get from the celery you're eating. Makes sense to somebody. 14 and a half minutes past 8. Happy-go-lucky. Bubbling Boyside. And this is new from John Waite. Tears.
You left me here alone. I guess I'll never see the light. You turned another stone, and he makes your wrong seem right.
First time hearing that. Suitably impressed from the LP No Breaks. That there be John Waite and Tears, the latest American single release. And follow up to Missing You, which was the number one over there. It's heading up towards 19, actually precisely now, 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. I would say hello to all the hoys in Laytown. Yes, those who chop up things for a living. and they're not connected with the Chainsaw Massacre. Good morning to all the hoys. Hope business is going well in Laytown. Fine establishment, I must say. And this is very especially for the older hoys listening in Laytown this morning. Do you remember that song that used to go, "Why do you whisper?" Great, great, terrific, terrific sort of vent for my talent here. "Why do you whisper? Green." Well, that was a song made famous by the Inkspots, which a couple of years ago was revitalized by Donna Stella and Winter Davis. But this is the original from 1952. The Inkspots and Whispering Grass.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what they sow? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees, and everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees. Cause the trees don't need to.
I will not have gossip in this jungle. You understand?
Very specially for Granny Riley and Money Moore this morning.
Oh, Dara, yes. You play such lovely music.
Oh, thank you, Granny.
Sometimes.
Good morning.
Dara Nilsson.
Boyside Radio.
22 past 8.
Works been done. Your
face rubbed in the dirt and true for everyone. But believe me, if it happens again, I'm leaving. If it stays the same, I'm gone. When it compromises, the sound that you sing, it's been going on too long. If it happens again, I'm leaving. I'll pack up my things and go. If it happens again, looking back, and I won't say I told you so. I won't say I told you so. My things ain't gone. It happens again. There's no looking back. And I won't say I told you so. I won't say I told you so.
If it happens again, I won't take any. Just no more of this. If it happens again, I'm out. You know, no more rubbish. You know, that's do my way or yeah. UB40, that is, 26 minutes past 8 now. Very good morning to all the McGraths in Clatterhead this morning. Good morning to all the McGraths in Clatterhead. Great big fans of Andy Williams, and they're very, very pleased to see. They wrote in to say, we saw Andy Williams on television, as if to see Andy Williams on television was a big thing. Well, he's sort of enjoying renewed fame, and he's on a British tour at the moment, so I says, any reason to play an Andy Williams song? Here's one of his more, less familiar songs. Andy, In the Summertime.
In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, too, then you'll laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once upon a time you used to smile and wave to me and walk with me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. Now you don't have any time for me, 'cause you don't want my love. Summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, I'll be blue all the time, 'cause you don't want my love.
Yes, Andy Williams. And In the Summertime, would you believe? Now, heading up towards news at 8:30 and the 8:30 news break and the ad break. News to say that Queen Victoria was the first person to use what is it? Chloroform to combat the pain of childbirth. Where do we get these tidbits of information, I ask you? This is Manuel, he's Music of the Mountains, taking us up towards the half past hour.
It's half past eight. I'm Tony Fitzwilliams. Good morning. Here are the news headlines and first international news. The Indian Prime Minister, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, has died after being shot by Sikhs near her New Delhi home. She was reported to have been hit by at least eight bullets while walking from her home to her office. The Indian Cabinet has had an emergency meeting to discuss who will take over for Mrs. Gandhi. Mrs. Gandhi's son, Rajiv, is on his way back to New Delhi from West Bengal. Now some national news. The three Gardaí involved in the recent Shercock case have been given 10 days to give reasons why they should not be dismissed from the force. The body of the second man killed in yesterday's explosion at a grain silo in Cork has been recovered. He has been named as Mr. Tom O'Shea, aged 57, from East Douglas. An off-duty UDR man has been wounded in an ambush in Ballaghy, County Derry. The area around Ballaghy has been sealed off. A man has been shot dead at his home in North Belfast. A number of men broke down the front door of the house at Mountain View Gardens and shot the victim several times. And the weather. Mainly dry at first with clear sunny spells. Rain will extend slowly to eastern areas this afternoon. It will be a mild and breezy day also. That's the news and weather. I'll be back with more news and more news regarding Mrs. Gandhi at 9 o'clock.
Newsflash, a complete clearing sale of all Derry herd cum beef cattle this Wednesday, the 31st of October, 1 mile from the village of Cullen on the Kells Road. The auction will start at 1 o'clock sharp with upwards to 200 head of prime cattle for auction. That's this Wednesday, the 31st of October, 1 mile from the village of Cullen on the Kells Road.
Riddle me this. Where would you find Bridget Bardo and the Pope together? The answer, of course, is the Book Centre, Duke Street, Drogheda, near St. Peter's Church, for all the best in reading pleasure is stocked.
Yes, okay. 22, no, it isn't. 32 minutes past 8 o'clock. Catch me with my records down. A compromising situation. This is Queen.
Here we stand, and here we fall. History won't care at all. Lay in the bed, like the lady. Lady Mercy won't be home tonight.
Thank you.
come, Freddy. Oh! Yes, hammer to fall. Oh, get out.
One more time.
Get lost on your bike, lads. Heavy enough at this hour of the morning. 24 minutes towards 9 o'clock. It was on this day back in, oh, sorry, yesterday, 1925, that James Logie Beard put the face of a messenger boy, a lad called William Tanton, on TV. We're thinking in terms of 1925, missus, right? 1925. No TV license, no RTE, no nothing. This lad, William Tanton, on TV. He was the first televised image ever in the world. Beard paid him a half a crown, that was 12.5p, for his help. Isn't that nice? Isn't that just lovely? Dedicate this to Derek MacDonald, if he's listening in this morning. I also to Derek Byrne in Ballymakeady Road. This is Lee Greenwood.
You believe that I've changed your life forever, and you're never gonna find another somebody like me. And you wish you had more than just a lifetime to give back all I've given you, and that's what you believe. But I owe you the sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest love that time can't take away. And I owe I'm amazed when you say it's me you live for. You know that when I'm holding you, you're right where you belong. And my love, I can't help but smile with wonder when you tell me all I've done for you, 'cause I've known all along that I owe you sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest loving that time can't take away. And I owe you more than life now, more than ever. I know that it's the sweetest debt I'll ever have to pay.